I guess my first question is more of a statement. Is when I think of gourds as artwork, the first thing I think of would be like a pumpkin carving. So how far off am I from a lot of what we're going to see in the All About Gourds exhibit?
Well, I would say pretty far. We have we do have people that do carve them like that, but gourds are really versatile, and I didn't really know this until I started becoming was more involved with the Art Guild here a few years ago. You know, I my only exposure to gourds had been my grandmother's birdhouses. So, but they are they're hard like wood. They have a nice smooth surface, so you can paint on them, you can draw on them, you can do wood burning, cut them up and do sculptures, you do carvings like you'd said. So. We even had an entry here a couple of years ago that was a guitar made out of a gourd.
What would you say would be some of the maybe the more unexpected and exciting uses of a gourd in art? You mentioned the guitar. Are there any others that you can think of that, that really caught you off guard?
Caught me off guard. Well, let's see. You know, people can people have made hats out of them. People, we had one. Entry 1 year where they took the guts of the gourd when it was fresh and then blended it up and made a sculpting medium out of it. And that was different. That was totally unexpected. We've gotten lamps. Of course, down through history, they've been used for all sorts of things, bowls and dippers and eating utensils and spittoons and trash cans and all kinds of stuff.
How specific did you get in your call for entries? Was it simply that a gourd had to be utilized as the centerpiece or the main ingredient, if you will, in a piece of art?
Yeah, our guideline is that it needs to be, I think it's 80% gourd. So you can add stuff to it as long as most of what the thing is made of is a gourd. And it can be any part of the gourd. It can be the seeds. It can be the stems, the leaves, the gourd. But it needs to be mostly gourd. And we did have specific categories for the entries, but our categories are open enough that pretty much anything that anyone can come up with, they would be able to enter in the show.
So All About Gourds is now in its 12th year. I wonder when this started, what the genesis of this idea was. 12 years ago, was there already a strong artistic movement utilizing gourds and you wanted to bring it locally?
Well, that, you know, like that was before my time here, so I'm not really sure what happened then. I know that we had some artists who were involved with the Art Guild more back then who were gourd artists, and I'm pretty sure that they're the ones that got this going and got the festival going with the city, too.
Well, All About Gourds has become pretty popular. Where does this rank as far as your annual exhibits? Is this one of the top visitor attractions?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it, along with our Peacemakers Quilt Show and our Impressions Show at the end of the year, are probably our biggest ones, our most popular. And they're popular in different ways, and they attract different kinds of people or different people who are interested in different things. And one of the things that we love about this, too, is that we have our festival along with it, and then people can come to the festival and they see the raw gourd, the dried gourd in its original state, and then they can come inside the gallery and see all the different things that can be made from it.
It says the deadline for entries actually has not passed yet. It's August 23rd, so...
Yeah, that's this Saturday.
Exactly. If somebody's listening now, I know we have a lot of artists in the area who listen, and they want to be a part of this exhibit. Maybe they already have a piece together. How could they go about getting it in front of the judges?
Well, they would need to have it delivered here by 1 o'clock on Saturday. And we have entry forms and all the rules and things posted on our website, which is icehousearts.org, or they could contact the gallery here at 247-6971, and we could get them the information that they need about how to enter.
About how many entries have you received so far?
Right now, I think we have about 12. But we'll get a lot more before Saturday. A lot of people sort of wait till right at the deadline to bring their stuff in.
And could you tell us a little more about the Gourd Patch Arts Festival? I know it's coming up on Saturday, September 20th. What are some of the other events besides just looking at the gourds and the process of becoming art?
Well, we'll have the gourd vendors, the farmers who have their gourds here for sale, and then we'll have other artisans that will have booths, painters, photographers. We have the beekeepers come every year and bring honey. We'll have live music. The mayor of the town, Teresa Cantrell, she always does hay rides for the kids. We have our Gourdmobile Derby race toward the end of the day, which is sort of like the Cub Scouts Pinewood Derby, except the cars are made out of gourds. we use the same base, and then we have classes here where the people can come, the kids can come and build their cars, and then we race them that day and we give out prizes.
Well, that sounds really exciting. Is there anything else you need to tell us about the festival or the All About Gourds exhibit?
Well, the festival is on September 20th, and it starts about 9 o'clock, and will run till around 4 o'clock, and it's going to be behind the Ice House and behind Regions Bank between North 7th and North 8th Street, and that those North Street there will be blocked off, but we'll have fun stuff going on all day. I hope everyone can come.
And I know you're already thinking ahead. What's the next big thing coming to Ice House after All About Gourds and the festival?
We have two shows coming up after. We have How About a Little Art, which is a show of artwork that's 12 inches and smaller. And then after that, it's our Impressions show, which is really our biggest show of the year. It is our juried show, and all the best artwork comes in from all the area comes in for that show, and it's always a beautiful show. I would like to mention, too, that we have a show up right now. It's our Arts in the Community show that is all local people. We had a huge turnout for this show. We had over 100 pieces brought in, and I've got everything up. Everything that was brought in is displayed in the show. We have kids in the show, but we also have amateurs and professionals all showing together, and it's a beautiful show. And on display right now is our coin mosaic, which a local elementary school collected coins for us. As a fundraiser, and we made a picture on the floor using 10,000 of the pennies that they brought, and we made our logo on the floor, and that'll be up until the end of the month if anybody wants to see that.
Sounds like you are busy as usual at the Ice House Gallery. I appreciate you taking a few minutes with me this morning, Shane.
Thank you.
That's Shane Gregory, director of the Mayfield-Graves County Art Guild's Ice House Gallery. He was telling us all about gourds, that exhibit. The call for entries to that exhibit actually is on Saturday, and the exhibition starts September 9th. It runs through October 11th. Again, that's at the Guild's Ice House Gallery in Mayfield. This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.